Gordon Parks, the esteemed photojournalist, grew up experiencing segregation and racism that could have stopped him in his tracks. Instead, he broke new ground. Actress and filmmaker S. Pearl Sharp recently returned to Parks' hometown in Kansas to visit the new center that carries his name.
The first time I rolled into Fort Scott, Kansas, I was a young actress arriving to do my very first speaking part in a feature film. Nervous, excited, and scared to death I might forget my lines. All three of them. I had been cast as Gordon Parks' little sister in his autobiographical coming-of-age film, The Learning Tree. That's it. The line that was supposed to make me a star.
Where grows the learning tree? By rivers that flow in the night.
Parks was shooting the film where his first ideas were shaped, in his hometown, Fort Scott. After sundown. We shot The Learning Tree in 1967. Parks made history as the first black to direct a feature film for a major studio. And that film is now an American classic. And Parks is still making history, turning a young 93 this year, with two more books being published just before his birthday. He remains one of the most inventive and prolific artists of our time. In his most recent memoir, A Hungry Heart, Parks writes, "I have reason to hope that bigotry is dead in my birthplace. I think I hear it singing, 'What I am now is not what I used to be.'" Well, I'm about to find out, Gordon. I'm returning to Fort Scott, Kansas for the first time since working on the movie 37 years ago. From the Kansas City airport, we drive south for more than an hour. Just outside of Fort Scott, a wooden sign reads, "Welcome to the boyhood home of Gordon Parks." The sign speaks to change. During Gordon's growing years, in a town too small to have separate schools for blacks, a system of segregation still took root.
"Don't you like it here, son?"
"I don't know. I ain't been no place else."
"It's not all good place. Not all bad place either. Sort of like fruit on a tree. Some good, some bad. Let it be a learning tree."
And then in 1967, the town wasn't too sure it wanted Parks and those Hollywood folks filming here, putting a spotlight on their souls, telling a story about race and righteousness. So who would have thought, 37 years later, there would be a center focused on diversity in Fort Scott? But now the town celebrates the Gordon Parks Center for Culture and Diversity, which opened in April 2004. Housed inside the Fort Scott Community College, it is the dream child of Jill Warford, an arts producer.
"I see it as an education teaching center to actually do some training in diversity within the schools. And you can teach them about looking at a person instead of a person's skin color."
Her statement is as much hope as reality. Jill Warford is white. Letitia Kelly works in the Campus Learning Center and is one of several black residents I met who feel that the black community should have been more involved in the creation of the center, even though two of its board members are black.
"They want the black people to cook the food. But as far as to help and anything else, they don't come and ask you that."
Jill responds,
"I saw more participation this year from the African-American community than I had before. But when you think about the fact that the population of Fort Scott's 8,000 people and only 3% are black, that's a mere 240 people."
A high school class from 35 miles down the road is bused in to attend one of the lectures on Parks' life. There is one, just one, black girl among all of the visiting students. I observe her nervousness, her everyday strain to be like the other Valley girls in a place where Valley girl is itself an aberration. I pull her aside to say hello and to get a sense of how she's really getting through this. And when I put my arms around the girl, her eyes fill with tears. So where are the young black men? I hadn't seen any. Finally, I find three in a computer room, all imported here on athletic scholarships.
"We wasn't no football team. On the basketball team, you wouldn't see no brothers. You wouldn't see no sisters. You'll see white only."
LaShawn Samuel hails from Florida. His teammate, Darrell McMullen, is from Missouri.
Where I come from, my school was 98% black in high school. So I feel like it's giving me the opportunity to, I wouldn't say open up, but be a little bit diverse.
The only way most of us can go through this, we're here for a purpose. Yeah. And like our parents back home want to get this purpose over with. So we're doing it for them and us.
Just then, the door that leads to the gym swings open. And a large young brother strides through, dark sunglasses, one hand grabbing his privates, on a body slouched into jeans riding right on the Mason-Dixon line. He, too, is a member of the football team. He stands out like an eight ball floating through vanilla ice cream in these halls, and I can't help but wonder if this image isn't creating a problem for the larger population, like between one game and the next. African Americans who are Fort Scott natives share their take on it.
I look at it from the business point.
Cynthia Mack works for a big box store.
I recently interviewed someone who goes to school out here. When he first came in for his interview, he was dressed really nice and he looked really presentable, and I was like, yes, you know, and he was wonderful. So we've hired him, and he came in the next day dressed in a wife beater, one of those white t-shirts. He had tattoos all over his arms. He had these big sunglasses on. He had a do-rag on, and I just went, oh, no. Because my manager saw him, and he was like, who's this guy? And I'm like, oh, that's one of our new employees. He was just like, please tell me he's not going to dress like this. And I'm like, oh, I hope not.
White kids dress like that, too. But they look at the black people differently. Mm-hmm.
Olitha Wren joins the conversation.
They feel like we're not worthy. More needs to be done, and not just saying that the white people need to do it. Black, we need to do it too.
Help each other.
Help each other out.
Well, sorry, Gordon. Yeah, things are better, whatever that means. Yet, like so many Fort Scotts around the nation, there is this quiet discomfort right beneath the skin that bursts forth once in a while like goose pimples. But also in every small town, there is this, too. There is a learning tree, full of possibilities and still growing.
There grows the learning tree.
S. Pearl Sharp is a writer, actress, and filmmaker living in Los Angeles. Gordon Parks turns 93 today.